Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you. We are live on Sunday nights. Of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com. ChristianMoney.com. This is going to be a fantastic program for you tonight. In hour number two, my guest is our good friend Wayne Allen Root. And you may know Wayne from a few years back. He was the vice presidential candidate on the Libertarian Party ticket. He's on a lot of radio and TV shows. We're excited to have him with us tonight in hour number two to talk about his brand new book, The Power of Relentless. And I love this book, and I'm so excited that Wayne wrote this book, and we just got it this week. I haven't had a chance to completely go through it, but I am going to personally read this book this week. And Wayne is an interesting guy. He's done a lot of different things in his life, and he's a tenacious guy. And so the book is somewhat biographical, you know, a little bit political. Of course, you've got to expect that when you're talking about Wayne Allen Root. But he's a guy who, you know, is really an entrepreneur, been involved in a lot of different business, a lot of different businesses, a lot of different industries. I mean, everything from, you know, writing books as a professional gambler to being a CNBC financial commentator. So this is going to be great. We're going to really get into a lot of unique stuff. And of course, right now, a lot of people are kind of looking at the end of the summer. September is going to be here in a week, and it's a good time to kind of take a look at your goals, maybe set some new goals, see where you're at for the year. It's probably, other than January, probably the biggest time of the year for us, just because people tend to look at September as kind of a new start, if you will, or kind of the final home stretch of the year. So it's a big time of the year for people to kind of go on diets, set goals, try to get their finances in order. And so we're going to kick all that off with Wayne Allen Root, the book, The Power of Relentless, in hour number two. And next week is going to be super interesting. We've got a guy with us next week. He's an author. His name is Robert Sullivan. And this book that he has is called Cinema Symbolism. And it's really, really fascinating because, of course, when you make a movie, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, for a Hollywood-produced movie. So why would they go to all the trouble in one of these movies, for example, to keep putting a certain number in scenes? I mean, these are like little things that you wouldn't notice unless you were looking for them. So he's put together a whole book about, you know, why you might see, I'm just giving you a crazy example here, but maybe you'll see a pyramid, a little picture of a pyramid, and you'll see that all throughout a movie. Why do they do that? Well, his view on it is that Hollywood is subliminally inserting these symbols into movies. Numbers, symbols, sort of a subliminal messaging is going on. And so we're going to be getting into that here next week in hour number two. He'll be our guest of next week's broadcast. Some really interesting things to get into. You know, are there secret messages or subliminal messages being communicated to us when we just innocently sit down and watch a movie? And why do Hollywood movie makers go to such trouble to do this, to put these symbols, the, you know, why do you see a certain number over and over and over again in a movie? What are they doing? What's the purpose of that? Just kind of weird. Also, we want to remind you of one of our new sponsors. We're getting a huge amount of positive feedback from this. It's the website stopbeingtracked.com. Stopbeingtracked.com. And let me tell you why you want to go to this website. Did you know that you can actually become completely invisible on the internet? Now, why would you want to be invisible on the internet? Well, with all the stuff that's going on, we're going to talk tonight about the Ashley Madison situation, you know, the website where you can sign up and pay money to have an affair. We're going to talk about that and the hacking that went on. More and more today, when you go on the internet, I think still most people sort of have a presumption of privacy when they're on the internet, and that's because they just don't know how they're being tracked, not just by the government, but also by private businesses. You know, when you go to a website, and let's say you go to Amazon and you're looking at, you know, maybe you're thinking about buying something, maybe you're thinking about buying a new basketball, then all of a sudden you're on a totally different website and you see ads coming up for basketballs. Okay, that's not a coincidence. So if you're on the internet and that happens to you and you say, wow, what a coincidence. Now I'm seeing ads for basketballs. And I was just looking at ads. I was just looking at basketballs over at Amazon.com. That's because Amazon has tracked you. They're tracking you and they know you want to buy a basketball. So they're going to put ads up for you. Every website you go to where they have ads, they're going to show you basketballs. Now, some people might say, oh, well, that's okay. You know, that's a good thing. And that's fine if you know that. So the whole idea here about stopbeingtracked.com is to really show you all the different ways you're being tracked and then let you as the consumer, you decide if you want to be tracked like that or not. I mean, I think it's creepy if you're sitting down, let's say you use Gmail and you send an email to a friend and you say, wow, I think my wife might be divorcing me. So you send the email. Then you go on the internet and just start going to different websites. And all of a sudden, you start seeing ad after ad for divorce lawyers. Okay, that's not just a coincidence. That's not God speaking to you about getting a divorce. You are being tracked. That is what's happening. So keywords out of an email that you write at Gmail, searches you do on sites like Amazon.com, or even just searches you do on Google. So if you want to find out what can be done on your computer to protect yourself, I don't know of anywhere else you can go to get this information. I looked for the longest time to find a book that would cover this. I couldn't find one. Then I found the website StopBeingTracked.com. And we're super excited to have them as a sponsor, StopBeingTracked.com. Well, I have to tell you, if life isn't stranger than fiction, this whole Jared Fogle ordeal, Jared, the Subway spokesman, apparently, and we have two stories up about this on the blog. This was a few weeks back. His home in Indiana was raided by all kinds of, you know, law enforcement, including the FBI. So something big was going on. Then there were rumors of child pornography and other horrible things. Well, now, according to news reports, Jared, the former Subway spokesperson, is going to, he's making a plea deal, which on the low end, he'll go to prison for 5 years. On the high end, he could go to prison, it says here, for about 12 and a half years. And he's going to pay over $1 million in restitution to his victims, to those underage people he had sex with. This is just weird. And I was talking to my wife about this a few minutes ago, and I said, you know, I can't imagine anything worse than going to prison as a convicted pedophile and consumer and distributor of child porn. I mean, that right there, that's got to be one of the worst possible things that could ever happen to somebody. Because you know what they do to pedophiles in prison. I mean, you go to prison and you're looked down upon by the other prisoners and beat up and everything else. But to go to prison as Jared, the Subway guy, who's also a pedophile, a consumer of child porn, man, I would never, ever want to do be in that situation. That's just horrible. All right, when we come back, the stock market drops 1,000 points in a week. We'll tell you why. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we return. We are live on Sunday nights, but we love all of you who download the program throughout the week, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. In fact, I just looked at the statistics just before we went on the air tonight, and we are going to close out August with our biggest month of downloads that we've ever had. And so right in the middle of the summer, towards the end of the summer here, dog days of summer, and we're going to have the biggest month of downloads that we have ever had. And we're going to be welcoming another new radio station to the broadcast. That will be next week. We'll be bringing another new radio station on, a radio station in Kentucky. So we'll be telling you more about that next week and officially welcoming them on our very next broadcast. Well, if you missed what happened this week, and I think a lot of people did, and I think this is why these big crashes in the stock market tend to happen in September or October, because as low tech as this is going to sound is the reason, people are just sort of in a vacation mindset when it comes to the summer. They just are. I would bet you that most people, if you just go into work tomorrow and ask most people, hey, did you hear about the stock market crash last week? Most people probably don't really realize what happened this week. This week, on Friday, that was 2 days ago, if you're listening live, the stock market dropped 2 days ago more than 500 points. And for the week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,000 points in 1 week. And if we go back just to May 18th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost more than 10% of its value since May. So what's going on? I mean, I'm getting so many emails from people. Of course, last week I talked about the Shemitah, the seven-year cycles, the seven-year agricultural cycles in the Bible that our friend Jonathan Kahn has been on our program to talk about. His book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, his book, The Harbinger. There are a lot of people that are persuaded, including yours truly, that we are in prophetic times right now, and that the month of September seems like a month. I mean, if you're someone that follows Bible prophecy, we've got this is the seventh of the seven-year cycle. So this is the super cycle, if you will, of the Shemitah. The 49-year cycle ends on September the 13th. We've got the final fourth of the four blood moons. So the tetrad, the fourth of the four blood moons, is in September. There's all kinds of other things going on in September. We know that the third week of September, the Pope will be in Washington, D.C. at the White House and also addressing a joint session of Congress. The Pope addressing a joint session of Congress. There's a lot of strange things happening in October. But put all that aside. Say, okay, Jim, all right, I thought you were a rational, logical guy. I'm not here tonight to hear about Bible prophecy. Well, we do talk about prophecy, so that's kind of part of the buffet of information that you're going to get when you listen to Jim Paris Live. But let me tell you this, setting all that aside, there's a lot of scary things just to look at in the economy. I mean, we have a stock market that has really been on fire for the last several years without really any good reason. And really, there is no good reason for the stock market to have been doing so well. In fact, one of the things that you would hear Barack Obama say, not only during his campaign for re-election 3 years ago, but you'll hear the Democrats say it's sort of a mantra whenever anybody brought up something about the economy and how many people are without jobs, how many people are on food stamps, how many people are underemployed. How many people are permanently, it seems like, out of the workforce, all of these problems. What do they say? Well, the stock market's doing well. And you say, well, yeah, it is, but that doesn't really make any sense. I mean, it's almost like you're inside of a house and it's pouring down rain, which is what it's doing right here in Florida. So this is a great analogy. You're in your house and it's pouring down rain. And you have a horrible roof with lots of holes in it. And every single room in your house is flooded, except one room. One room in your house is not flooded. It's, in fact, exceptionally dry. And so people come into your house and they're like, wow, this is odd. Every room in your house is flooded, but this one room, it's perfectly dry. This just seems odd. And the rain keeps coming down. Well, eventually, as odd as that seems, and nature abhors a vacuum, right? Eventually, that last final room is going to become flooded because that's just how it works, right? When you have a house filling with water, you may have that one area that just for whatever reason hasn't yet seen the water yet, hasn't been flooded. But it will eventually flood once the water gets high enough. Or the analogy here being, maybe the stock market is the last indicator. Maybe the stock market is the last thing that we're going to see to go down. I mean, everything else in our economy has basically gone to hell. I mean, you can make a list. Everything, A to Z. And yet the stock market continues to go forward. And it's sort of like what I brought up with our guest a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the coming collapse of the California pension system. The idea of Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Remember that Wile E. Coyote would go off of the cliff, but it wasn't until he looked down that he fell. It was sort of like mind over matter. As long as he believed he was still on dry land, he would keep running, defying gravity. That's really what's been happening with the stock market here. And it was interesting because this weekend, my wife and I, we had a little bit of a chance to get away. We stayed overnight on Saturday night in St. Simons Island, Georgia, which is a really beautiful place to visit if you're ever looking for somewhere to go for a weekend or even a week-long trip for that matter. But for us, it's a nice weekend because it's just a couple hours drive up the coast. But I had a chance to watch a little bit of TV, watch some of the Fox News, Fox Business guys talking. And, you know, nobody seems to really make any sense. I mean, you hear a lot of this kind of thing like, well, you know, markets go down and they go back up again. So just stay with it. You know, just stay on the saddle. You're going to be fine. I just don't know. And I've already told, you know, many people who subscribe to my private website with my private podcast and my private newsletter over at ChristianMoneyPlus.com. We've been telling people for months to get your money out of the stock market. Put your money into money markets, cash accounts. We've been saying that for months. Put your money into gold, you know, things like that. We also got into recently, on a recent podcast for our members, we got into bear funds. These are mutual funds that go up when the rest of the stock market goes down. And I put my wife's, all of our retirement, I put it all into bear funds this last week. And I hate to say it because it sounds really horrible, but I was sitting here watching the stock market dropping over 500 points on Friday, watching our accounts going up in value. And that's smart. When not only are we out of the stock market, we're not just on the sidelines, we're actually in investments that are going up while the rest of the markets are going down. All right, when we come back, a couple of interesting things happened to me when I was on my little trip this weekend in St. Simons Island, Georgia. And I'm going to share those with you right after this. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code update to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text update to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code update to 42767 right now. That's update to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com and the blog is blog.ChristianMoney.com. If we have time in this hour, I want to get to some of the stories we have on the blog this week, but in case I don't, I want to just mention one to you in particular here, and then if we have time, we'll get back to some of these others. I wrote an article, we put this up a couple of days ago, and this is just fascinating. $4.5 million in gold coins was found. I mean, this is really weird. This is in just 6 feet deep of water, right off of a Florida beach, Vero Beach, Florida. Apparently, it was so close to the beach that the divers could like walk from the beach to dive looking for this this sunken treasure. And there's a picture here that I have up on the blog. $4.5 million in gold coins found near Florida Beach in just 6 feet deep of water. And it's believed that there are $400 million more of these same gold coins still to be found in that same area. And so I put an article up on this, and part of the article is a link to a book that's all about treasure hunting. And I did not know this. I mean, I guess I live a little bit of a sheltered life, but there are people who do this as a full-time living. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, the famous ones that you hear about, you know, someone who, you know, finds a Spanish galleon and they are diving, you know, and they're in battles with the country of Spain over $1 billion of gold. I mean, you hear about those stories, right? But I'm talking about people, just everyday people that spend their life, their profession is going around finding treasures. And it's not just in water. It's also on land, and they use metal detectors. And I even learned that there's, I guess, two or three different magazines that you can subscribe to learn all about treasure hunting and all of the different places where there are different kinds of treasures that you can search for all over the world. This sounds like a lot of fun. And if you happen to get lucky and find one of these treasures, these guys holding up all these gold coins here in my article, they look just like average everyday guys. And there they are with all of these sparkling gold coins, $4.5 million worth of coins from a sunken Spanish treasure found in less than 6 feet of water just off of Vero Beach, Florida. Wow. Can you imagine you're out there surfing or maybe on a little boogie board and you look down and you see gold coins? I mean, how cool would that be? So if you check out this article, there is a link to a book that we actually like, and we're recommending that. And it's a book by a guy named Jack Thompson, who is a real life treasure hunter. And he explains the whole process of how to get into treasure hunting, what equipment you need, how to find areas to search. This sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe even something you could do with your kids if you still have kids living at home. Maybe something to do on the weekend. And there are treasure hunting opportunities apparently all over the country. So, I mean, this isn't just limited to if you live near the ocean or if you're in certain states. I mean, it's pretty much no matter where you live, there are treasures that you can search for. And I just think it's fascinating. And so you might want to check out that article. All right. So we were in St. Simon's Island, Georgia this weekend, my wife and I. We love to take these one-day trips. And there's an article on how I do this on my blog. It's from a few months ago. But it's all about these one-day trips that you can take and how you can do this for a low amount of money. It's called the article, by the way, is called $199 Weekend Getaway. That's the article. In fact, what I'll do right now, because it's a few months old, I'm going to go ahead and repost this to my Twitter feed right now. There it goes. So if you want to find that. But this is how you can go on these weekend trips for like under $200. So anyway, my wife and I, we were in St. Simon's Island, Georgia. And I want to tell you about two things that happened. And we probably have enough time maybe to get to one of them, maybe one and a half parts of my story here before the break. Then we'll get to the rest of it. So we brought our bikes. I have a bike rack on the back of my Jeep. So we brought our bikes with us and we were doing a bike ride all over the island, which is a really fun way to see a new place. We had been there a couple of other times, but we had never done a bike ride. So it was a lot of fun to do a bike ride. So we were on the bike ride and we stumbled across an estate sale. And you know, I have to tell you, I've been to estate sales before, but I've never been to one quite like this. It was in a house that was right on the ocean. And the house, I looked it up on Zillow, it was like a $1.3 million house. And it was where you go into the house and all the items are for sale actually in the house. So if you want to buy a painting, the painting is still hanging on the wall. It's that kind of an estate sale. And this person who lived in this house, as my wife and I went through this house and looked at the collection of books, the collection of art, the collection of china and knickknacks, and I mean, things like a silver punch bowl with silver punch glasses that go with it. I mean, some of the most unique things you would ever imagine all throughout this house. I might even say that this person was a little bit of a hoarder, although I tend to use the term hoarder with people that collect junk. And this guy did not collect junk. I mean, everything was beautiful. I bought several books. We bought four oil paintings from this sale. And it really started to make me wonder. I just felt weird, like all these people were there picking through all of this stuff. And I just had this moment where I thought to myself, wow, someday I'm going to be dead. And maybe people are going to be coming in my house picking through all my stuff. And it really, you know, we did buy a few items. We got some beautiful oil paintings. I got some really good books. And we didn't spend hardly any money. It was like almost like the stuff was priced fire sale prices. So that was a great thing for us. But I got back to my hotel room and I decided, because we actually found a few items that had the gentleman's name in the items, some of the books and so forth, a couple of newspaper clippings, what we were looking through the stuff for sale. So I actually Googled his name and learned about this man. And I'm not going to mention his name and violate his privacy, but this is a man who was a doctor, retired, then got involved with private business after retirement. He was involved with real estate and apparently did very, very well for himself, traveled all over the world. A lot of these items at his house were from all over the world that he had collected. Just a fascinating collection of things that were there. It was like going into a museum, but yet everything was for sale. And I read the man's biography. He lived to be well into his 80s. And I was sad. I had a sad moment, and I thought to myself, wow, this is a real person who died, and here I was with everybody else. We're all kind of rummaging through his house. And this was an estate sale where it almost looked like he had died, and then they just left everything the way that it was. And I mean, like, you go into the closet and you could see his clothes were hanging there and they were selling his pants and his shirts. And you go into his library and all the books are for sale. I even found Bibles with inscriptions to his children and grandchildren in them that were for sale. I thought, wow, somebody in the family should have this. Why is this here? Maybe it was an oversight. But it really made me think, you know, life is short. And you can't take any of that stuff with you. And this was clearly a man of great wealth, of a very well-traveled man, somebody who probably would have been a wonderful guy to just sit down with and talk with for a few hours about his life experiences, having been a doctor, then gone into real estate. But all of his stuff was there, and it was for sale. And I'm actually writing an essay about this. I'm going to call it The Estate Sale. And kind of the impact that had on me, making me rethink my life at the age of 50. You know, do I need all the stuff I have? I mean, what am I doing with all the stuff in my garage? All right, one other little surprise of something that happened in St. Simons Island, Georgia, right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, our guest in hour number two is Wayne Allen Root. His new book, The Power of Relentless. I'm so looking forward to this interview in hour number two. Don't miss that. Well, if you missed it today in New York City, they had what they called their Go Topless Day, where apparently hundreds of women went topless in a parade through Manhattan. Well, I missed that. And if I were there, I would have gone topless. I'm not sure that people would have liked the sight of that, but I would have joined in the parade. But you never know what you're going to see when you're in New York City, in Manhattan, the Go Topless Day. Who knew? All right. So I was in St. Simons Island, Georgia this weekend. And we try to set a budget when we go on these trips. And like I talk about in my article over on my blog, which is, this is one of those articles where no matter how old it seems like the article I wrote, I think a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago, it just keeps getting hundreds and hundreds of downloads. So we set a budget. And so one of the things is when you go into a resort area, you usually have two main choices when it comes to hotels. You can get a hotel like right on the beach and right where everything is and pay a lot of money, or you can get a hotel a little bit farther out of town, kind of a discount deal, right? And of course, there are exceptions to that. You can sometimes use different apps like Hotel Tonight. You can use Priceline. You can find deals, but it becomes difficult to find super great deals when it's a Saturday night and it's the summer. And, you know, that's like when the hotel is going to make their big money. So this what happened to me kind of goes a little bit against normal logic. And so I wanted to share this with you, and maybe this is a strategy that you can use. So I go to Priceline.com, which is where I buy a lot of my hotels from. I don't always, in fact, most of the time, I don't use that name your own price feature. I just go in and I do a search, and I just use them as a way to search and find a good deal for a hotel. So I wanted for us on this trip to stay in the little bit nicer zone, like the zone right by the beach, the zone right by the shopping district and all of that. But I wanted to stick to our budget. And so I went to Priceline, found what was an okay deal. And I put my credit card in and clicked submit, and I thought I had my deal. And so a minute or two later, I get a message saying that the transaction didn't go through. I didn't get my room. And so it wasn't a name your own price deal. So it was odd. I mean, I should have gotten that. It was told me what the price was. I agreed to it. I put my credit card number in and bada bing, bada bang, but no hotel room. So I did it a second time. No hotel room. It came back some kind of an error, processing error, this and that. I really wanted to stay at this particular hotel, though, because of where it was located. So what I did was I just picked up the phone. Imagine that. Imagine the low-tech approach here. I picked up the phone. I called the hotel, and I explained to them, hey, I'm trying to book a room with you on the internet, and it's not going through. And the lady said, oh, well, I know why it's not going through, because we don't have any rooms available right now. So that's why. And something's wrong, because you shouldn't be seeing any availability. She said, but I do have a room that you might want. I said, oh, I thought you said you were sold out. Well, we kind of are, but we're not. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. You're sold out, but maybe you're not. Tell me more. So she said, well, we have a smaller, it's a little bit smaller room. It, in fact, used to be a conference room at the hotel, but it's now turned into a hotel room. And it doesn't have a big sitting area. It doesn't have a couch, and it doesn't have it has basically a queen-size bed, a TV. It's got a bathroom. It just doesn't have a lot of extra space in the room. And I said, well, wow, that sounds fine for me, because we're not going to spend much time in the room anyway. We've got our bicycles with us. We want to explore. We want to go out to dinner. We want to shop. We want to go to the beach. We don't really get a room like that to stay in the room all day. So I said, what's the rate on that? And the rate was like $40 less than the rate I could get at Priceline. So I said, sold. I'll take it. That's a deal. Let's do it. And I gave her my credit card number. And once we got to the hotel, we were amazed at how nice of a room this was. It was perfectly fine. And we loved this little hotel. So we spent a little time visiting with the people at the front desk, found out that it's a privately owned hotel. It has like about 40 rooms. So it's not really a bed and breakfast, although it kind of has that type of a feel to it. But they said that room that we stayed in never gets listed on the internet, because it's not one of their standard size rooms. But then they shared with us that they have a couple of other rooms that they don't list on the internet either. Those rooms are extra large rooms. Like if you're coming with a whole family or even a group, you can get like a 2-bedroom place inside this hotel. So the moral of the story was this. Not only did I save a bunch of money just by picking up the phone and calling the hotel, but they kind of struck up a little bit of a friendship with the people at the front desk. Found out it was a privately owned place. It's not a chain. They told me, hey, next time you want to stay here, call us and just tell us you've stayed here before. We'll give you an even better deal than the deal we just gave you on this room this time. We'll give you like another $20 off the room the next time you come. And if you want to come with a larger group, ask us about one of the bigger rooms. So maybe if we come up with our adult kids for maybe Thanksgiving weekend or something like that. The whole point of it is that, well, we've all gone on the internet. We've all gone online to do all this booking online. And that's super convenient. And that's usually the preferred method when you're dealing with a chain, a hotel chain. But don't rule out these local places that are privately owned, these locally owned private hotels. And this was a beautiful place, included breakfast and everything. And our rate for the night was $119 for this hotel, right by the ocean. I mean, it was just fantastic for $119, about $30 or so, I think $40 maybe, lower than what I could get on Priceline. And everything turned out great. And now they said, hey, if you come back, just call us directly and we'll make a deal on the phone. In fact, we'll give you $20 off that. So that's like $99 for that room. And they said, I asked them, well, what if I stay for a few nights? They said, well, if you stay for a few nights, maybe we'll even give you one night free plus the $20 off per day that you pay. And I was like, man, this is fantastic. So it's a little bit low tech, right? It goes against what we would normally do. But I want to encourage you to think about that. The next time you're traveling, maybe pick up the phone and just try to make a deal with the hotel directly. Who knows what might happen? You might have the same success that I did. Ashley Madison, life is short, have an affair. Wow. And if you haven't heard, this website was hacked by a hacker group that goes by the name of Impact. And apparently they hacked Ashley Madison's where you pay to have an affair website for two reasons. One, they said it was immoral that people were having affairs and using this website to arrange the affairs. So they wanted to put a stop to that. They wanted to expose all these people that were having affairs. And then secondly, they wanted to expose the fact that they felt that it was somewhat fraudulent because there weren't very many women registered, and it was sort of like that Ashley Madison's website. The accusation was that they were kind of creating an illusion that there were a lot of women out there looking for affairs, got a lot of men to pay money to sign up to get connected to these women, but yet there weren't a lot of women. Like a very large percentage of the people signed up were men, and there weren't as many women, or not very many women percentage-wise. This whole thing is a mess. So they hacked the site. They've downloaded all of the people's information, not just their name, but they have their name, their email, their address, their credit card information. All of this stuff is now on what they call the dark web, where if you have a special software program, you can download it all. But now several people have actually set up websites where you can go to and put in a person's email address, and it'll tell you if they're registered or not. And they're already coming out with stories like, what's the guy's name? Now it slips my mind. Duggar, the guy who is from the family that has 100 kids, the Duggar family. He was listed on there. And this was after he had been outed for apparently inappropriate things he did with his sisters. Josh Duggar, that's the name. He apparently is listed on the Ashley Madison website. He's one of the people that signed up to have an affair. He's now apologizing for that. And they say a lot more names are coming out. There are thousands of .mil military members of the National Security Agency, CIA, all parts of government. Ashley Madison. Look for a lot of that to come this week. Bigger names coming out. All right, in hour number two, our guest, Wayne Allen Root, the book, The Power of Relentless. The website is christianmoney.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com. That's christianmoneyplus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.